USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The House has unanimously passed a resolution condemning China's use of a spy balloon over the USA, calling it a brazen violation of U.S. sovereignty. On the other side of the Capitol, Deputy Defense Secretary Melissa Dalton told senators why it was important to shoot down the balloon over water and recover the wreckage.
Key part of the calculus for this operation was the ability to salvage, understand, and exploit the capabilities of the high-altitude balloon.
And that recovery effort continues. The FBI says much of it is still in the water off the Carolina coast. Back in the House, the committee Republicans promised to form is now in business, a panel looking into what it calls the weaponization of the federal government, specifically the Justice Department.
I have never seen anything like this. Dozens and dozens of whistleblowers, FBI agents coming to us talking about what's going on, the political nature at the Justice Department.
Panel Chair Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, ranking Democrat for Virgin Islands delegate Stacey Plaskett says she hopes her colleagues remember
there is speech that is not constitutionally protected. Racist, hate, incitement to violence.
The panel's mandate investigate alleged bias against conservatives. The number keeps growing. Now 20,000 people confirmed dead in Turkey and Syria from this week's earthquakes. A major mea culpa from Southwest Airlines.
Let me be clear. We messed up.
Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson apologized for canceling 16,000 flights around the holidays. He told a congressional hearing the airline will compensate people and is upgrading its scheduling. The man who wrote the melodies for some of the greatest songs of the 20th century has died. Burt Bacharach, often with lyricist Hal David, put 52 songs onto the top 40 charts. Bacharach died yesterday at age 94. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoScan. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Another Republican is taking a step closer to running for president. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has launched a new fundraising group appropriating his state's motto, Live Free or Die. Already forming similar groups, former Vice President Mike Pence and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. A new survey commissioned by the Department of Education shows half the students in the USA began this school year a full year behind their grade level in at least one subject. To make up for the lost time, more than half of school districts are using some form of what's called tailored accelerated instruction to help kids catch up. Are you guilty of financial infidelity? You know what that is? Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman does.
Financial infidelity is basically keeping money secrets from your spouse or partner. So it could be secret spending, it could be secret debt, maybe a secret bank account or credit card account.
Rossman says Bankrate's new survey shows it's a common practice.
4 in 10 people who are married or living with a partner have committed some form of financial infidelity.
He says honesty is always a good policy, even when you do keep some finances separate.
Yours, mine, and ours can work. You know, having a separate account can be okay as long as it's acknowledged.
Rossman says the survey also shows millennials and Gen Zers are considerably more likely to hide money from their significant others. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's? Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.